Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is truly good, and we thank God for Jesus. God is on the throne. This is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart. God is truly good, God is great, and God is awesome. We know that we can depend on God. When we can't depend on anybody else, we can depend on God. It's 2023. Thank God. And he has set us free. We are free in the Lord. Men and women of God, we are to praise God. He sent his only begotten Son who suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins. He who knew no sin. Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. How great thou art. I want you to hear this song this morning. How great thou art. God is great and God is good. God is awesome.
And sing my song, my faith to God will be. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sing my song.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. How great thou art. Yes, we serve a God that is great. Greater than anything that we can imagine. Greater than anyone. And I want you to know this morning that you were born to be who you are. We all were created in the image of God. And we ought to love ourselves before we can love others. Thank you, God. Thank God for creating you and me in the image of God. men and women of God. We were created in the image of God, and our bodies are a temple of God. We ought to keep them holy. Thank you, Jesus. And you were born who God created you to be. Don't try to be like anyone else. Thank God for who you are. You were born to be who you are. In Jesus' name. God is truly good, and he's been good to each and every one of us. And he woke us up this morning and started us on our way. Isn't God good? He didn't have to do it, men and women of God, but he did. The almighty living God, not because we've been so good or been so holy. He loves us. but hates the sin. He loves each and every one of us. And I thank God for you, you, and you. I thank God for the 144.5 million that are listening in this morning, that believe in the power of prayer and know what prayer can do. Prayer can change that situation, and prayer can change you. God is an awesome God, and he can do. But my dear ones, we got to trust him. And in the midst of trusting him, we've got to use wisdom. We have got to do the right thing. We have got to do the right thing. Use wisdom, my sisters and my brothers. Obey the voice of God. And young people that are listening on the line, we got to obey our parents, our grandparents, our foster parents. Our foster parents, our adopted parents, individuals that have raised you that are not maybe a physical parent, but a spiritual parent. We got to obey our elders. We got to obey the laws of the land. Yes, we do. There's a blessing in being obedient. Obedience is better than sacrifice. So we are praying for all of those that have been disobedient. Praying for those that are not obeying the laws of the land. We are praying that God will touch their minds and they have a transformation of the mind. And through the situations, they will still cry out to the Almighty Living God. And men and women of God, we have to cry out to the Almighty Living God. We have to walk upright, circumspectly. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We can't blame everything on someone else. My dear ones, we have to stop playing the blame game. Thank you, Jesus. We have a choice. Yes. We want to do it God's way or God's way. God's way. Yes, I said it like that. God's way or God's way. Not your way. It's not about you having your way. It's not about you always feeling good. Thank you, Jesus. And men and women of God, we are the head and not the tail. We are the leaders and not the followers. Thank you, Jesus. We should be following Christ and obeying Christ and obeying the laws of the land. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, we are praying for our young people that are being disobedient. We are praying for you. Our elders that are being disobedient. Yes, they come in all ages. Thank you, God. We are praying for a transformation of the mind. Have a mind stayed on Jesus Christ. We are praying against that spirit of destruction. God knows exactly what's happening. He knows what's going on. Yes, he does. Then somebody saying, why is he allowing it to happen? God's ways are not our ways. God's thoughts are not our thoughts. They're much higher. God has a plan for your life. Thank you, Jesus. As men and women of God, we continue to pray, continue to set an example for the world. We continue to witness to others about the goodness of Jesus. Let someone know that God is real. Our God is not dead. Let someone know that there's a better way. Jesus Christ. He's that light, that beam of light in darkness. Yes, he is. Let someone know They could yield to the Almighty Living God. They could cry out to him. And he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. Isn't that a blessing? When our loved ones don't forgive us, our friends don't forgive us, the pastor may not forgive you, your teacher may not forgive you, your neighbor may not forgive you. Thank God for Jesus. Faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. That's the kind of God that we serve. And then, my dear ones, we have to do our part. We don't continue to willingly sin. We know we're not perfect, but we don't continue to willingly sin. Thank you, Jesus. You have a choice. You have a choice. Walk the straight and narrow path. Cry out to the Almighty Living God and invite him into your life. He's a gentleman. He's not going to force himself on you, him into your life. If you have not done that, now is your opportunity. And if you have and you're not sure, now is your opportunity to invite the Almighty Living God into your life. Give yourself a gift for the year of 2023. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Invite him into your life today. And if you want to repeat this prayer again, you can do it over and over again. It's not going to hurt anything. You're just reassuring yourself every day. I want you to invite Jesus Christ into your life. I want you to receive him as your personal Savior. The greatest gift that you could give yourself, your family, and your loved ones. Let someone know you're listening to Power Hour Prayer. Here with Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, PhD, PhD, a double portion blessing. That's what God does. He blesses us over and over and over and over again. He loves you. As the song say, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. Thank you, God. You have a friend, and that friend is Jesus. The song says, what a friend we have in Jesus. Yes, he's your friend. Don't walk around saying, I don't have any friends. Yes, you do. You have the greatest friend you could ever have in this world, Jesus Christ. Thank you, God. 2023, you're free in Jesus Christ. You're free from your sins of the world. Thank you, God, for that freedom that your precious son gave us as he suffered, died, and bled on that cross for little old you. If it was nobody but you, he would have been obedient to the Father. He would have died for you, and which he did. Thank you, God. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Somebody ought to say thank you, Lord. Somebody ought to be appreciative this morning. Praises go up, blessings come down. And he wants to bless you this morning. He wants to work a miracle in your life. Thank you, God. I want you to repeat after me. You have not said the plan of salvation. You have not said the prayer inviting Jesus Christ into your life. It's serious. Time is drawing near. We know not the moment or the hour. Jesus is coming back. You don't need to know the date. All you need to do is get ready and get right with God and do it now. Repeat after me. Father God, I come to you this morning asking that you forgive me of my sins. I repent of my sins. I welcome you into my life. I pray that you touch my heart, my mind, my spirit, and my soul. I believe that you sent your precious son, Jesus, suffered, died, and bled on the cross for my sins. He who knew no sin. I believe that he rose from the dead. No grave could hold him. And now he lives inside of me. I thank you, God. I praise you, God. And I receive you as my personal Savior. I thank you for a new life in the year of 2023. I love you, Lord. I give you the praise, the honor, and the glory on this day. My new birthday. My new birthday. My spiritual birthday. Thank you, God. I give you the praise, the honor, and the glory on this day for accepting me into the family of the Almighty Living God. And once again, I receive you as my personal Savior. I can't thank you enough, but I can praise you. I can glorify you, and I can magnify you, because now I am a child of God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We praise you once more. We glorify you, magnify you. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. If you have said this prayer, you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You have done a great thing for yourself. You now can have a personal relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. A personal relationship. He wants to bless you. He wants to heal you. He wants to deliver you. You can thank him, praise him, you can glorify him. Welcome to the body of Christ, my dear ones. Welcome to the family of Christ. You have a brand new family. He's your father. He's your mother. He's your sister. He's your brother. He's everything that you need. Trust him and never doubt. He will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Cry out to Jesus in the midst of your trials and your tribulations. When you're feeling all alone, cry out to Jesus. Go to the Word of God. Pray and ask God to send you to a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching, a Bible-teaching church. Cry out to God that you'll live the life that he's designed for you to live. And therefore, if you could be a witness to others. Thank you, God. Yes, this is Power Hour Prayer with the Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart. Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries. We pray 24 hours around the clock. Yes, we have prayer warriors interceding and praying 24 hours around the clock. If you would like to become one of our prayer warriors, I want you to write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Write to me, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, Ph.D., at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. We're praying around the clock all over the world. Guyana, West Africa, South Africa, Germany, West Germany, Russia, Ukraine, yes, all over the world. We need to pray. The Word of God tells us to pray without ceasing. And he also says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and heal the land. He said, if my people, men and women of God, turn from your wicked ways, seek God's face, turn from your wicked ways. Then he will hear from heaven and heal the land. We got to get that in our spirit, dear ones. Leaders, those in leadership in the body of Christ, pastors, archbishops, bishops, apostles, chief apostles, pope, the cardinal, ministers of the gospel, these in the church, deacons and deaconess in the church, the sexton, the missionaries, evangelists, parishioners, the treasurers, the trustees. Stop stealing the money from the church. Are we living the life that God has designed for us to live? Thank you, God. That's what the Word of God says. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then he's going to hear from heaven. Uh-huh. And heal the land. My people. You're not talking about the world. My people. And we're focusing on those in the world. He said, if my people will turn from their wicked ways, call on my name, cry out to the Almighty Living God, God's face, turn from your wicked ways, men and women of God, then he will hear from heaven and heal the land. We got to get that scripture in our hearts, our mind, our spirit, and our soul. He's crying out to us, men and women of God. To whom much is given, much is required. Most of you know the Word of God. Most of you read the Word of God. Most of you study the Word of God. My people, if my people were called by my name, take it seriously. My people, judgment will begin in the house of the Lord. Uh-huh. That's what the Word says, not me. I'm not making this up. Judgment will begin in the house of the Lord. Pastors, we've got to get right. The leadership got to get right. We're teaching God's people. We got to set an example for the world. Get right with God and do it now. Thank you, God. Let's go to the Word of God. I just love the Word of God. I don't know about you, but I love reading and studying the Word of God. And you want to get to know him better? Go to the Word. Go to the Gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Know about him. Know what he went through. It wasn't easy. And as men and women of God, we're going to have trials and tribulations. But we still got to trust in God. Lean not to our own understanding. You're not going to understand everything. As the song says, you understand it better by and by. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Thank you, God. Greater new hope. Senior building. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you, God. We need more workers in the vineyard that will share with others. My dear ones, if you know about something good that's going to bless you and bless others, share it with other people. Amen? Think about me, me, me all the time. Share the Word of God with others. Let someone know, like the woman at the well did. I met a man, and he told me some things that nobody know. She went back and she preached the gospel. Uh-huh. She told those men and women all about Jesus. And that's what we have to do. Let others know that God is real. Thank you, God. God bless you. God bless you, Minister Duffy. God bless you, Minister Shern. God bless you, Sister Yvonne. God bless you, Shanita Kelly. God bless you, Brielle, Zariel, Diamond. God bless you, Evangelist Jack Nita Taylor. God bless you, Brother Bellamy, Sister Ruth Bellamy. God bless you real good, my God, my God, my God. Dr. Ron Green in Miami, Florida. Jill Green in Miami, Florida. I thank you, Jill, for your beautiful letter, your praise report, your cards. I thank you for your gifts that you blessed me with, many of you. God is truly good. I thank God for you thinking about little old me. I appreciate you listening, those of you in North Carolina, South Carolina, New Jersey, New York. I thank God for you listening and praying with us. Pastor Tammy Caesar, God bless you. God bless you real good, Apostle Joanne Farley. God bless you, Chief Apostle Deborah Gilmore. Got a birthday coming up real soon. God bless you, Bishop Gregory Gilmore Sr., Pastor Gregory Gilmore Jr., and your wife, Pastor Melissa Gilmore. God bless you and your children. God bless you, Elder Corbett. God bless you, Elder Dawn, Elder Annette. We are praying for your healing, Elder Dawn. God is able. God is able. He's a healer. God bless you, LaShawn, Mercedes. Thank you, Jesus. God will put people in your spirit to pray for. You may wake up in the wee hours of the morning. Go to the Word of God. Read the Word and pray. Pray. Pray without ceasing when you're not able to sleep at night in the wee hours of the morning. Get the Word of God and read the Scriptures. You'll fall asleep then. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Let's go to Psalm 91, our Psalm of Protection. And I told you to read this breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and even for a snack. And those of you that have been praying with us for years, you should know this by heart. Our Psalm of Protection. He that dwelleth in the secret place of Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from a nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and on His wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, and it shall not come nigh thee. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. God bless you, Denise. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Why? Because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Thank you, God. He will set you on high. Promotion comes neither from the north, the south, the east, or the west. Promotion comes from God. And God bless many of you that have been promoted in the year of 2023. God will give even you, a lot of you with ideas, being very creative in the year of 2023. Use those ideas that you may prosper and that you will bless someone. Creative spirits in the year of 2023. to help others, to bless others, in the nursing home, in the hospitals, in the senior buildings, assisted living facilities. Bless someone. And don't look for them to do something back for you. Thank you, God. We always want to do something for somebody that we think we're going to get something back from them. God is blessing you to do that. Thank God. So you'll be a blessing to someone. Use your gift of teaching, sharing, knitting, crocheting. Use your gifts to bless someone. Flowers, decorating. Use your gifts to bless someone else. And God will bless you back. Yes, he will. Those individuals may not have anything to give you, but a thank you, a smile. Share love. Share love. Love is an action word. And you know I've said that often. Love is an action word. Psalm 35. Somebody going through something. Somebody's got a battle. Keep in mind the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw also thy spear and stop the way against them that persecute my soul. I am thy salvation. Salvation is free. It don't cost you nothing. Salvation is free. He suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins. No charge to Jesus. You couldn't afford to pay for salvation. No, you cannot. I don't care how much you make. You can't afford to pay for salvation. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Now, I'm not telling you not to pay your tithes and give to your church. I'm not telling you that. Because you want to be blessed. So you continue to tithe and give your offering to the body of Christ. You're doing the right thing. Because when you tithe, you ask God to move on your behalf. Financially, spiritually, health-wise. You expect God to move when you tithe your 10%. It's not his, not your money anyway. I keep telling y'all that. It's God's money. Do you trust him? Do you really trust him? Try tithing. God loves a cheerful giver. And when you do it, you got to trust him. Because the devil's going to whisper some things in your ear. But you tell him, get under my feet. Send him back to the pits of hell from which he came. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for wisdom. Thank God for the tithers and the givers of their finances and their time. Thank you, Jesus. $1, and you give 10 cents. 10 cents. Somebody said, oh, well, I need that dollar. You never know what God is going to do. You may not have to use that dollar. Somebody may come and just give you more. Your bills will be decreased. God will even wipe some bills out. God's going to bless some of you with grant money. Yes, grant money. That's available to you, you, and you. God is blessing you with grant money to help pay that water bill, help pay that gas and electric bill, finance things that need to be done in your home. It's available to you, men and women of God, and you need to apply for it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is speaking today. He's going to bless you with the desires of your heart. Thank you, God. Are you walking circumspectly? Are you walking upright? Thank you, God. Psalm 37, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed, spiritually and physically. There's so much food being given out in the United States of America. My God, my God, my God. No one should be hungry. He's feeding you spiritually and physically. It may not be what you want, but you won't be hungry. You're being blessed with fruit and vegetables. Yes. Bread for those that desire to have bread to eat. He's feeding you spiritually and physically. Thank you, God. Accept the blessings from God. Delight thyself also in the Lord. He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him. He shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, my dear ones. Keep your big mouth shut. The Lord said he'll prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. He's prepared a table before you in the presence of your enemies right now. Stop telling the enemies your plans. Let them see your blessings unfold. Blessings are unfolding for each and every one of you under the sound of my voice. Let the enemy see it. You don't have to tell the enemy your plans. The enemy is not happy for you. Your God. Watch your conversations. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath, men and women of God. Stop letting every little thing make you angry. That's a trick of the enemy. Men and women of God, we are to come together in peace and love. Thank you, Jesus. We don't always have to be saying something. Learn how to listen and hear the voice of God. In the midst of conversations, listen to those around you, and you'll learn a lot by not saying anything. You'll learn about their character. You learn about their integrity. You learn exactly who they are by just listening to some of these conversations. Thank you, Jesus. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth. The meek. The meek. Does not mean that you're weak. The meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in an abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnash upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. The Lord, not you. The Lord see that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the, what? Poor and needy. And slay such as upright conversation. Is your conversation upright today? In the year of 2023, stop criticizing. Stop those negative conversations. As Sister Barbara said, her mother told her, if I can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. Pray for them. Thank you, God. Speak the truth in your conversations. Let your conversations be upright, uplifting, encouraging. If they say something that's not right, you can tell them that's not nice and move on. They swore to enter their own heart and their bow shall be broken. A little that the righteous man has is better than the riches of many the wicked. For the arm of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. He's upholding you, men and women of God. God is upholding you. You have someone that's on your side. You have someone to have your back. You're not alone. You're never alone. The Word of God says that he will never leave you nor forsake you. He's right there with you. So you can smile. You can rejoice. You can praise God that he's right there with you in the wee hours of the night when you feel like giving up, when you feel like all hell is breaking loose all around you, when you feel like there's no one that understands me. He loves you. He understands you. He knows exactly what you're going through. For the arm of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Thank you, Jesus. What God has for you is for you. Thank you, God. What God has for you is for you. This morning, I want to talk to you this morning concerning the decree of blessing. And many of you have heard this. And for our newcomers, you need to hear it too. The people of the Bible felt that the act of blessing carried great power to accomplish good. Think about it. When someone says to you, God bless you. When someone says to, when you say to someone else, God bless you. To bless means to make holy or whole by spoken words. I want you to get this morning. To bless means to make holy or whole by spoken words. Some of you just go around saying, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Did you know what you were doing? To bless means to make holy or whole by spoken words. To ask divine favor for some situation or person. Thank you, God. To bless means to make holy or whole by spoken words. Your words have power. To ask divine favor for some situation or person. To wish a person well or that situation well. To make happy or prosperous. To gladden, glorify, praise. When you bless a troublesome person, a financial situation, or bodily, or a body ailment, you are praising the good in it. Your body may be in pain trying to tell you something. Go to the doctor. Pray for the doctor. Ask God to give the doctor the gift of discernment. Your body's trying to tell you something. When you're sneezing, coughing, your body's trying to tell you something. When you got a toothache, your body's trying to tell you something. Pray and seek the Lord. Get that medical advice that you need. Pray over your medications. Pray before you get surgery. To bless means to make holy or whole by spoken words. Remember, your words have power. Speak it into existence. Positive words. To ask divine favor for some situation or person. To wish a person or situation well. To make happy or prosperous. To gladden, glorify, and praise. That's what you're doing. When you bless a troublesome person, financial situation, or ailment, you're praising the good in it. You're invoking divine favor, which is then released to produce happy results for you. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your home. Bless your clothes. Bless your food. Bless your car. Bless your paycheck when you receive it. Bless a thing, and it will bless you. Stop saying, oh, this old neighborhood is a mess. Bless your neighborhood. Pray over your neighborhood. Pray over your children. Bless them. Bless whatever God has given you. Don't say your car is no good. oh, this old car is a, no, 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 bless your car. Pray over your vehicle. Pray over the bus when you're riding the bus, in the airplane, on the train, mobility. And now we're riding Uber and Lyft. Pray. Pray while you're in there. My God, my God. Pray over the drivers. Bless. Bless means to make holy or whole by spoken words. Mm-hmm. To ask divine favor for some situation or person. Maybe your bills are piling up. Pray over your bills. You made them. Uh-huh. Pray over that bill collector. They shouldn't be calling you anyway. If you can't pay your bill, you need to call and say, I can't pay this month, or I only pay such and such this month. You shouldn't have bill collectors calling you. You should be calling them if you can't pay a bill. And ask God for favor. They will get rid of that late payment. Let them know you could not pay. Uh-huh. Ask them, can they alleviate that late payment? The bank. They will do it. Yes, they will, but you got to ask for it. When you bless a troublesome person, financial situation, or ailment, you are praising the good in it. You're invoked in divine favor, which is then released to produce happy results for you. Bless a thing and it will bless you. Curse it and it will curse you. Yes, we're all getting older. Don't say you're getting old and broken up. Stop saying that. Bless your body. Praise God for your body. Thank God you're still in the land of the living. Stop saying you're getting old and broken up. No, you're not. You're aging gracefully. Thank you, God. You're a man or woman of God. Stop cursing your body. To bless means to bring forth good in a situation or personality. Whether there seems to be any good to be brought forth or not. How often you have condemned, criticized, or cursed a situation and only brought forth more problems. You did that. Uh-huh. You condemned that person. You criticized that person. You cursed that situation. Oh, I don't want to go in this old meeting on the job. Those meetings make me sick. You done cursed it. Go in there and be a blessing in that meeting. Be the peacemaker. Be the solver, a solution solver. You bring forth more problems in that church meeting and unhappy experiences. Whereas if you have dared to take the opposite view and have blessed the situation, something good would have come out of it because of you. Just one person. Something good would have came out of it. Thank you, God. You could be the one. You could be the one. Christ was the one. Suffered, died, and bled on the cross because of our sins. You could be that one person. A doctor's wife recently wrote to an individual about the sad story of her life, how she had worked so hard to help her husband through medical school, then more hard to help him get established in his practice. Finally, overwork and anxiety brought on her own bad health, after which her husband began having an affair with one of her patients, his patients. My God, lady had a series of serious health problems and family had to give up his practice, after which his wife went back to work. Though she was not well physically, closed her letter by saying, in spite of all our problems and a lifetime filled with hurt, disappointment, and pain, she had begun using the practice of blessing. Isn't God good? Instead of cursing individuals or situations. As she began to bless her husband, these experiences and their life together for the good that is in it, new blessings begin to appear. The prayer of blessings, my dear ones, is starting to appear and to work. For the first time in years in her life, she had hope of a better life unfolding. Thank you, God. And God has blessings unfolding in your life in the year of 2023. Yes, we are praying for you 24 hours around the clock. Thank you, God. We are praying for our young people as they go to school, on their jobs. We are praying for our senior citizens. We are praying for generation, generation, and generation. We're praying for the peace that surpasses all understanding. Father, we thank you right now for touching your people under the sound of my voice. We pray, Father God, that you grant them divine wisdom, divine knowledge, and divine understanding. We're praying for the peace of Jerusalem. We're praying, Father God, divine wisdom, divine peace, divine understanding will touch our minds, our body, our spirits, and our souls. We're praying that the people will fall on bended knees and yield to you, the Almighty Living God. We're praying for our children, our loved ones, our neighbors. We're praying for our enemies, those that despitefully use us. We lift up Mother Annie Green, Mother Mary Robinson. Send forth your healing hand upon their bodies right now, their minds and their souls. Touch Mother Deacon Mamie Duffy. Touch her right now in the name of Jesus. Send forth peace in the lives of our seniors, our loved ones. We pray for the matriarchs of our families. We pray for Deacon Lee. Thank you, God. We pray for New Union Baptist Church, Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage and his wife, Sister Nettie Savage, Gospel Tabernacle, Bishop Reginald Kennedy and his wife. We lift up Greater New Hope Towers, Greater New Hope Church. We lift up Central Baptist Church that's been faithfully feeding the people throughout this pandemic. We pray for community organizations. Our President of the United States of America and his wife, his family in its entirety. We lift up Congress, House of Representatives and the Senators, our police department, our police officers, our military, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, Honor Guard, National Guard. We lift them up, Father God, in the name of Jesus, our mayor, our governor, our new state's attorney. We lift up them, Father God, because you said that we are a nation called to pray without ceasing. And we're calling upon you this morning that you touch those with illegal weapons running rampant through our streets, through our nation, through our county, through our cities. Touch them, Father God, their minds. Regulate their minds and let them see the value of life. Let them yield to you and cry out to you. Stop them in their tracks. Take your illegal weapons out of our cities, out of our homes, out of the hands of the enemy, that they'll yield to you and cry out to you and say, what must I do to be saved? Let them call upon you, Jesus. I decree and declare a spirit of peace in our lives, in our homes, in our minds, and in our souls. Transformation of our minds in the year of 2023. Thank you, Jesus. We trust you. We trust you. And we depend upon you in times like these. Yes, this is your Chief Apostle, Patricia Stewart. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Prophetess Purvey, Deacon Purvey, we are praying for you and your family in its entirety. Trust in God. Lean not to thy own understanding. God has worked that situation out. In the name of Jesus. God is able. He's doing what others say is impossible. But we know that with God, all things are possible to those who believe. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Tune in again on Monday, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Power Hour of Prayer with Worldwide Prayer and Faith Ministries. We're praying 24 hours around the clock. God bless you real good. Be at peace. In Jesus' name, amen.